Besaka Shabbat Paraki Zion Mishnah Bay Naito Adam Corner the Patea Bo Ezagois. A person can take a hammer on Shabbat in order to crack nut with it. And the hammer is a klisha malachtulizer. It's the utensil that's normally used for something that is forbidden to do on Shabbat. So therefore it's generally regarded as something that's muksa. However, if you're using it for a permissible usage, you're allowed to move it for that purpose on Shabbat. So therefore, since you're cracking nuts with it, which is a permissible usage, you're allowed to move the hammer for that purpose. Bikardom lachtochet adbeva. And a person can take an axe on Shabbat in order to cut pressed figs with it. Again, for the same reason, an axe is a klishim lachtolaser, but since you're using it for a permissible usage, you're allowed to move it on Shabbat. Megera ligraba etagvina. A person can take a saw on Shabbat to slice cheese with it. As they saw the klishim lachtolaser, but you're using it for a permissible usage. Magrefa ligrefa etagrefa. A person can take a shovel on Shabbat in order to shovel up some dried figs, as this is a permissible usage for the shovel on Shabbat. A person can take a winnowing shovel or a pitchfork in order to hand something to a child with it. And the child sometimes will be on the other side of the brook. You want to hand some food to the child and you can't reach with your own hand. So you take the pitchfork or the winnowing shovel, you put some food on it, and you extend it over to the kadon on the other side of the brook. This is a permissible usage for the pitchfork or for the winnowing shovel. A person can take a spindle or a weaver's reed to use it on Shabbat in order to spear some fruit with it. You might have some soft fruit, such as strawberries, and you can use these things to spear the strawberries on Shabbat. This is a permissible usage for a klisha malachtolizer. A person can take a hand needle on Shabbat in order to take out a thorn with it. A person can take a sack maker's needle, which is a larger needle than a hand needle, and he can use it to open a door with it. And sometimes it will work in the place of a key, as even though it's a klisha malachto le'iser, since you're using it for a permissible usage on Shabbos, it would be motor to move these things for that purpose. The second Shabbos parak Yizayim Mishnah Gimel. Kanesh Ozesim, a cane for olives. And what they used to do is when they wanted to press olives for oil, they would first put the olives in that vat, and the olives would soften up in the vat. And when the olives were sufficiently soft, they would take the olives out of the vat and press them for its oil. And they used the cane to check to see if the olives had become sufficiently soft. They would put the cane in the vat, and then when they took out the cane, they would look at the liquid at the end of the cane, and that would indicate whether the olives were sufficiently soft. And this cane was made out of wood. In Yesh Kesher Barosho Mikabotuma, if the cane had a knot at its end, then the cane would be susceptible to becoming tummy. As a wooden clay that does not have a receptacle is not Mikabotuma, it cannot become tummy. But if it has a knot at its end, where some of the liquid could gather on the knot, so that's considered a receptacle, and it would be Mikabotuma. In love, ain't mekabotuma. But if the cane does not have a knot at its end, in such a case, the cane is not susceptible to becoming tummy, as it would be pshute kliyeh, a flat wooden kli that does not have a receptacle, and it cannot become tummy. Now, even though the cane is hollow, so you can collect oil in the hollow part of the cane, but since the hollow part of the cane is not used for the purpose of collecting oil in it, it is not regarded as a receptacle, so therefore it's still considered a pshute kliyeh, which is not mekabel tuma. Benkach u benkach nitol b'shabbat. Whether the cane has a knot on its end or not, you're allowed to move the cane on Shabbat. The cane would not be muksa. As a cane is considered a klisha malachto le'iser, a utensil that's normally used for something that is forbidden to do on Shabbat. However, as we had previously, a klisha malachto le'iser could be moved on Shabbat if you need it for a purpose that is permitted on Shabbat.